A summer's evening turned into a bitterly cold night as the sun went down on Ferry Carrick Park and Wexford and Finn Harps played out a one-all draw. Harps will feel that they had 2 points here that they left behind them as they had the better of the ball and the better chances as well. The two O'Connors were lively as Harps took control early on, Kieran O'Connor hitting the crossbar after beating the offside trap with around 14 minutes gone. Then there was a lovely move which saw Aidan Friel strike from the right-hand side of the box and saw his shot tipped over from Keelan Gaffney in the Wexford goal. Wexford, for their part, defended resolutely but found chances hard to come by. Thomas Croke took a low shot from just inside the box, which was saved by Harps keeper Kieran Gallagher. That was around 8 minutes gone. Dean George then narrowly missed a header which came from a corner right on the stroke of half-time as the teams went in scoreless. Harps then started the second half better and took a deserved lead as Kieran O'Connor was fouled in the box, with the experienced Paddy McCourt stepping up and sticking away the resulting penalty. Wexford actually played better a goal down as sub Mark Slater caused problems, which saw Croke strike again and Dean Kelly pounced on the rebound to get the equaliser. Wexford will have to thank Gaffney for their point as he was a brave sweeper keeper and cut out a lot of chances that Finn Harps had there just at the very end. Harps then make the 374-kilometre trip back to Ballybuffet, which will take them 4.5 hours, and just the 1 point coming with them. It finished here, Wexford 1, Finn Harps 1.